stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday. It is Friday, folks. It's March 2nd.
You know what? I feel like the week has gone by so quickly.
It has, huh?
Yeah, it really has.
Yeah. Well, good. I'll take the weekend any day.
What the hell? Yeah, right. You know?
Let me sleep in a little bit. And, you know, I mean, I get up at like 8 o'clock, but it's still like early for me. I used to get up at 5
really?
Every morning. Yeah.
Why 5?
Because the first year or two of running the station, I had to...
Do a lot of work.
Yeah, I was doing everything myself, you know. So it's like I would work from 5 in the morning till about 1, 2 o'clock in the morning the following morning. So
that's crazy.
I'd only sleep about 4 hours or
Jeez.
So. I know. That's terrible, huh?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So now I'm enjoying my time getting up a little later. But still, you know, I mean, I never used to sleep in late at all. But now if you let me sleep, I'll sleep until 11, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Will you sleep all day if it were like a cave?
No.
No?
I couldn't do that. No.
I could.
In fact, when I... That would be cool.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
I have a cave.
A cave?
Yeah. My room's like a cave. It's
Why
really dark.
Oh, really?
I just like it that way. Yeah.
Really?
Well, I mean, actually, sometimes, like recently, I sleep with the door open. I feel like it's too hot. So I have a, you know, a big balcony and I sleep with the sliding glass door open. It's all fenced in, so no boogeyman can get in the now. Not any more stalkers. But yeah, I sleep with it open. So if the light comes in, it's nice.
Yeah.
But usually if I want, I can block it all off like a cave and you would not know what time it is.
Really?
Yeah.
So okay, so then you're able to sleep more.
I can sleep as long as I want.
See.
Yeah.
Okay.
It just depends.
Yeah.
I wear myself out a lot.
Wow, I wonder why.
Yeah, I don't know.
Party girl.
But no, I actually got up at I got up a new turning a new leaf. No, I'm kidding. I was doing really well. I was getting up at like 7-ish, and I was going running every morning, and then you know, showering, coming back, and coming in here. And for the past week and a half, I haven't been doing it because we've had, you know, that event that I was like working so hard on doing, and I was just so tired up late at night.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And everything, but I got up at 7-ish this morning, and I went for my morning jog again, and it was great.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what I put on my Facebook this morning too about how I live near horse farms, so it's just amazing. There's like 4 horse farms around me, and it's just like you just can be, and you just kind of forget about everything and just be. And you know, I'm looking around, and I was like kind of saying like nature is so simple. It is so simplistic. Mm. It's just like there. You know, it's just the beauty is just all around you, and like I can just escape and be.
Yeah.
So that was kind of my moment this morning.
And live in awe, you know, of everything that's going on around you and so forth, you know?
Yeah.
And I guess that's a good motivation to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning. You
it
know?
Was. It was. It was just like, you know, looking around, and it was good. It was a good escape. And it's quiet and peaceful. And there's like a rooster that like, you know, cock-a-doodle-doo. It was like doing that. But it was like 7-ish. And I'm like, the sun's already been up. For
yeah, you're a little late.
Yeah, I was like, all right, maybe he's a retarded rooster. I don't know. But. He ate too much horse shit or something. But I don't know, whatever. But it was funny and it was cute.
Yeah.
So that was my morning jog this morning.
Yeah.
So I'm here on time.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
It just takes a little oomph to get up in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. So do you have any big plans for the weekend?
I have a few things, actually. Well, last night, you know, interesting enough, I went to, my girlfriend had a birthday party, and it was at this place called the Edison, which is downtown.
Uh-huh.
Have you heard of it?
No.
Really cool spot.
Uh-huh.
And I just, you know what is so annoying? I have to say this. So we're all dressed up. I'm dressed up, and I went with a friend who, he was all dressed up, and he's wearing a suit. a full suit.
Really?
But he has on, I mean, it looks great.
Right. But I mean, does that place require you to wear suits?
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
I see. Okay.
And not really suit, but you have to be really dressed up. Mm. So, I mean, he looks really nice. And he's got dress pants on, not like a suit pants, but like a nice, like, I mean, the jacket's amazing. Shirt's amazing. Like, he looks just spiffy. But he's a rocker. You know, he's a rock star. So he had on black shoes, but they're black, they were leather, black leather tennis shoes.
Right.
But they were black leather tennis shoes.
Right.
So they weren't like, you can't go running in them. They're like Converse, like, you know what I mean? But they're like black leather, really nice rocker type shoes.
Uh-huh.
But they have like a white trim around them. And the guy was like, no, you can't come in.
Wow.
And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
And I'm like, look at him. He's wearing an expensive outfit. Like, you know what I mean? He looks amazing. Like, if you were going to the awards or something, you could wear it. You could rock it. You're going to any other event or whatever.
Right.
You would let him in.
Right.
Because he's a rocker. Like, and I'm kind of like, dude, he's in a band. Like, come on, you know what I mean? They were like, I don't care. It doesn't matter who you are or whatever.
Yeah, they have a dress code, you know? But my question is, why would he wear tennis shoes if he dresses up so nice?
But they weren't just regular tennis. They weren't like sneakers.
I understand.
And I was like, dude, I agree. But I do have to say that if you're going to the award show, they're allowed in because he's worn them to award shows before.
Really?
They're leather, nice shoes. If they didn't have a white trim around the bottom, you would have noticed.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, just go in the car and marker it out. Like, put a black marker on it. And he's like, what the fuck am I going to get that? I'm like, I don't know.
So they wouldn't let you in or what?
No.
Wow, that sucks.
Yeah, I mean, they let me in, but not him. So I was like,
right.
Well, that's retarded. So
what is it, like a club, an exclusive
it's
club
an
or something?
It's an exclusive, nice club. I mean, there was a burlesque night tonight. Every night was something different, but it was our birthday. I'm like, come on, it's a private fucking party, you know? But they wouldn't, so that was annoying.
Wow, that sucks.
Kind of like, you guys are idiots. And I wanted to tweet about it, but I was like, you know what? I'm not going to because I haven't been inside fully everywhere yet. So
yeah.
I'll wait till I'm inside, then I'll tweet about it.
Yeah.
About what assholes are.
Did you actually go inside or did you just leave with him, right?
I left with him. I'm not going to be rude.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you don't want to leave him there.
Yeah, and I was tired anyway. So, and I didn't really want to. It's funny because, you know, I need to listen to myself more because I didn't want to go in the first place. And it was my girlfriend's birthday and it was one of my best friends. But I just did not feel like going out. I just didn't feel like it. I was so tired.
Yeah.
And
but you went anyway, which is cool.
I went anyway.
You're a good friend.
And what happened was I looked at him and then I texted my girlfriend and I was like, I told you so. I told you I didn't want to leave the house. And then they look at me and they're like, this is your fault. You put it out there. And I'm like, I don't want to hear that. Whatever. How about that I read into what was going to happen and I don't know. Anyway, whatever.
Yeah.
But I just listen to myself more when I don't want to do things.
Yeah. That's
anyway.
True. Yeah. Go with your gut feeling.
Yeah. I'm usually always right. But that's that. Then I have to work on a show today and I'm going to chill tomorrow and Sunday I'm going to go on a big hike, a big like 6 mile hike with some friends.
Nice.
So I'm kind of excited. We're getting a big group together. It should be fun.
Yeah. With a group, I think it's a lot of fun. I remember all the school trips and everything, you know, when we would go and walk in groups and stuff. It was cool.
It'll be cool, but I am also there. I'm there to be with nature, but I'm also, which I don't like tons of chit chat sometimes, but I'm also there to work out. So I probably will leave the group.
Yeah.
I will go with everyone. And that's great because it'll be fun for the ride there. But once I'm there, I want to enjoy on my own.
Yeah.
That's just how I am. So I'm going to leave everyone.
Sounds good.
But it'll be a good escape. So.
Yeah, for sure.
Relaxation. What about you?
Yeah. What about me? I don't know. I mean, we really want to go to Vegas for a couple days, but I'm not sure. I'm not crazy about Vegas, you know?
Really?
It's just like, yeah. You know, I mean, just because we've already been to all the places around here for so many times, you know?
Right.
I mean, how many times can you go to San Diego and Santa Barbara and Palm Springs, you know?
Then why do you want to go to Vegas?
Because it's a place I haven't been to in a while.
Oh, you have? Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah, I haven't been to there in a while. And the hotels are cheap, you know? And they get some great deals. I mean, you can stay at the Wynn Hotel for like, well, they sent us kind of like special invitations,
yeah.
I guess.
But I had to delete them.
it's still like $115 a night.
Yeah.
And it includes the show.
Oh, my. What show?
Yeah.
Which one?
Which one? I don't know. One of the Cirque du Soleil ones.
Really?
Yeah.
You should definitely do that.
Yeah, I think so.
Are you guys leaving? You should leave tonight. Leave today.
Yeah. But I don't know that I'll do that. You know,
why?
I mean, it's just a plan. I don't know. When I go to Vegas, I don't enjoy there. I used to live there twice.
Oh.
I lived there in the 70s and in the 90s. And it was a different place then, you know. Now it's just too crowded for my taste.
Okay.
You know, so And, you know, so sometimes I go there, just visit the places I lived in and the neighborhoods and stuff, you know. But, mm-hmm. yeah, I don't know. I'm not into the gambling scene at all. Mm-hmm. So what is there to do?
It'd be nice to go for a show. If you're not into the gambling scene, just go for a show.
Yeah, and then
a nice dinner and, wander around.
Just one night, you know. I mean, anything more than that is too much.
I hear you. I can't stay in Vegas more than, like, 2 or 3 nights.
Yeah.
Anyway. Anyone that stays longer, I'm like, why? Yeah. Why? Unless you're there for, like, a convention or a show.
And there's gamblers, you know. I mean, a lot of people go there, and it really means a lot to them to be in Vegas and gamble.
Yeah,
and
I have a lot of friends that are high rollers that I'll go with, and it's fun to watch them. It's really fun to watch them play.
Really?
I used to play these games. This is really funny. This is, like, back in the day. But I used to play Lady Luck. Do you know what Lady Luck is?
No.
Oh, this is funny. So you go to a table, and in Vegas, you know, if someone gives you chips, they can't take them back unless you hand them back to them. So you go in and you're like, I'll be your Lady Luck. And, oh, God, this is so scheming. But this is so me back in the day. And I would scheme. I would really be there at the table with friends. And I would be like, I'll be your Lady Luck and stand there and watch for a while. And they're like, okay. And they give you like a couple $100 in chips. And then you start, you know, you play whatever they tell you to play. You do it. And then you put a couple in your purse. And you play a little more. And then you, like, you know, keep sliding them away. And then you're like, I don't know what happened. I'm out. And then they give you more. And then it's just really funny. And then, like, if you win, no, if I'm with friends, don't get me wrong. I have friends that are high rollers there. And then I will, if you give me chips, if I win, I give whatever you gave me back. Mm. And then the winnings, maybe I'd split with you or whatever. But, you know, like, I'm cool like that. But if I don't know you, I am not doing that. And you're an idiot for, like, giving them to me. And I'm kind of like, I won. They're all my chips. And they're like, give them back. And I'm like, nope, because Vegas law says, like, you can't take them back even though you gave them to me. I have to hand them to you.
Really?
So bye. And then I take off running and go to, like, the next place.
Really?
I know. I used to come back with,
$3,000,
$4,000, like, a night.
Really?
Just from tables. Just from playing Lady Luck. No shadiness. No other shadiness besides that. But I'm like, if you're dumb enough to hand them over, then that's not my problem.
Exactly. You deserve to lose it.
Exactly. But this was back in the day, and this is why I pay for my karma now. And this is, I've changed thy ways, but I'm still paying for, like, anyway.
Well, in a few minutes, we're going to have a guest calling in, and her name is Melissa, and she's in a part of a dating project.
Melissa Braverman.
Yeah. And I don't want to give away too much, but let me just say that we used to, we had her on the show once, and there was a website called 365 Dates. And
they still have that site?
Probably, yeah, but it's like the numeral 3, the word 6, the numeral 5, and then dates.com, I think.
Mm.
So you can go there and see, but she's also a blogger, so we'll give you her blog name in a minute. But, so she was in a project before where they had 4 women around the world and they were each expected to go on dates and stuff here. I think she's calling in now, so let's see. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Melissa Braverman with Single Gal in the City.
How you doing, Melissa? We were just talking about you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What part of the country are you calling us from?
I'm calling from New York, New York.
Oh, so you're in New York City. Okay. And I've talked to you before, too, right? With Rachel, I think it was. Were you on the show before?
No, actually, we haven't spoken before.
Oh, okay. All right. So it was the other girl. But you were part of the 365, right? 365 Dates?
I'm not exactly. I mean, I did an interview with them, but yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay. You know what? I got confused because it's the same publicist and stuff, and she mentioned the 365. Okay, so you were not part of that. Okay. So let's focus on you. And so you're a blogger, and your blog is The Single Gal in the City. And the website is singlegalnyc.com. For those of you who want to check it out, So, Melissa, you're part of a project, I guess. Did you start the project, or was it someone else's idea?
Yeah, no, I'm doing something called Nominated Date, which I started on Valentine's Day, where for 2 months I'm basically inviting anyone who wants to play matchmaker and set me up on a blind date.
Sounds good.
Nice.
Now, so this is like a 2-month thing?
Yeah, it's a 2-month thing, and I'm doing it until the middle of April. And so far, I've been on 3 great dates, and I have a 4th one coming up this weekend. So it's been a lot of fun so far, and kind of a really great example of how everybody knows at least, you know, one single person, and that meeting through mutual friends or mutual acquaintances is definitely a really nice way to go.
Right.
So what happens if you go on a date with someone and you really, really like that person, but you're still dating other people? I mean, do you go on another date with them, or is it like only you're only doing you won't go on like a second date until you're done this whole project?
I'm kind of sort of like playing that by ear. I do actually have a second date this weekend, and
nice.
The people that I'm going out with are completely aware that I'm doing this little 2-month adventure. So
So
it's definitely about kind of not limiting myself to any preconceived notions of a dating type. I've kind of said that anyone who wants to set me up with the guy can be between the ages of 27 and 47, because I think a lot of times, too, we get very stuck in sort of a rut of, okay, you know, whoever we date has to be
right.
a certain age, a certain type. And I think the whole point of this exercise, in addition to, you know, hopefully meeting someone special, is to kind of, you know, broadening my horizons. And so I really want to kind of go through those 2 months and interact with different people, and then see what happens at the end of those 2 months. And thankfully, so far, as I said, the guys that I've gone out with, they know what I'm doing, and they completely understand it. I think, you know, even though it seems really unconventional, at the same time, it is about being introduced to people, and I think there's something that's kind of old-fashioned about that.
Yeah,
I definitely agree.
Yeah, definitely. But you know what strikes me is the range of ages that you're looking for. I mean, 27 to 47... I would imagine there's quite a bit of difference between a 27-year-old man and a 47-year-old man.
Oh, absolutely. And
yeah.
And I'm actually 38, so I would definitely say that my sweet spot is more in the, you know, mid-30-plus bracket.
Right.
But I definitely, as I said, I think when you're going to embark on something like this, it really is about, you know, thinking outside of the box and sort of being open to meeting different kinds of people. And I think, you know, allowing for that much of a spectrum kind of helps that. Although so far, I mean, the people that I've been set up with, they have all been in their 30s, so.
Oh, okay. So that makes sense. Now, so it's important to say also that the dates are all blind dates, right? You've never met these guys before.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly, right.
And so now how do you find them? It's just... how do you find the guys?
Introduction, she was saying, yeah?
I mean, I've announced what I'm doing on my blog and on Facebook and Twitter, and I actually have a YouTube video. So it's definitely one of those things where, you know, people who see it, if they think of someone that they'd like to nominate, they have gotten in touch with me. So that's basically the way that it's worked.
I see.
So
okay.
What is your video on that you said you have?
Yeah, it's on YouTube. So if you go to YouTube and you type in nominated date or you type in my name, it'll come up.
Right. And you also have it on your website as well.
I do. There's a link to the video on my website. And as I mentioned, I'm tweeting about it. It's in my little Twitter bio. So anyone who happens to catch it in any of those platforms, hopefully if they know someone nice and single, they'll let me know about them.
Yeah.
Now, why did you decide to do it? Do you find that it's really hard to date in a big city? Is that...
Well, I've lived in New York actually my entire life. So I'm pretty well versed in the dating scene here, but I will say, I think once you get to your 30s, it does become a little more challenging. And I had also gotten a little fatigued with the online dating world. I think a lot of times with online dating, you kind of tend to see more of a shopping around instead of a settling down mentality.
Right.
And people are kind of so busy. And I think, as I said, you know, this kind of brings it back more to something a little old-fashioned, even though it seems kind of unconventional. But I think when you're introduced to someone, it kind of raises the bar for both parties, because you're trying to put your best foot forward.
Right.
Versus with the internet and kind of some other mechanisms where sometimes there isn't that incentive, because you know you have the cloak of anonymity through a computer, or you're just kind of two ships passing in the night. But I think with something like this, at least my experience so far has been that guys have been perfect gentleman and really lovely. And I think, again, when you know that you've been introduced to someone, you kind of feel like, well, I better, you know, put my best foot forward here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true.
For sure. So how many dates have you gone on so far? Did you say four?
I've been on three, and I'm going on four this weekend, and then I have five later next week.
Wow.
So,
yeah. It must be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Yeah.
Do you have
I have to...
I was going to say, do you have like a little book or whatever that you like keep notes on each guy that you go out with or anything?
Well, actually, everything is on my blog.
Okay.
I'm blogging throughout the whole experience. So people can kind of, you know, read along. And, of course, the deeply personal stuff does go in my journal, which I've been keeping since the age of 7, and I'm closing in on volume 98. So that's where the really intimate stuff goes. But as far as the dates themselves and what the guys are like, people can follow along right on my blog.
Right.
Very cool.
Yeah. And so how many more dates are you planning to go on by April 15th?
I don't really have a target number because basically I'm sort of at the mercy of whoever wants to play matchmaker. Mm. My initial goal was to have at least one date a week, and so far that's how it's worked. So if it ends up just being 8 dates at the end, that's fine. I'd certainly love to go on more. But it's really just more about, you know, meeting lots of great people and, you know, whatever that number turns out to be, I'm happy with, since, as I said, so far, all of the guys I've met have just been fantastic.
Great. And obviously, they have to be in New York so you can meet them, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That would help.
That's a requirement. I'm open to meeting people that, even if they're just kind of visiting and they don't live here, but the date does have to take place in New York. So.
Right. Yeah. Well, this is pretty cool. Now, tell us a little bit about your blog. When did you start your blog?
Sure. I started the blog about 3.5 years ago. And as I mentioned, I've been keeping a journal since I was 7. So writing has always been a really big part of my life. And I've got about 100 handwritten volumes. So it was just kind of a natural progression for me. And a good friend of mine kept hearing about my dating stories. And she said, oh, my gosh, when are you going to start a blog? And she was kind of relentless about it. So finally, one day, just to, you know, make her be quiet, I started the blog. And it really just, you know, changed the course of my life as far as having a new platform to write and just, you know, having the opportunity to share my experiences and hear from other people that are sort of going through the same thing. And you know, very often I'll hear from different single women, you know, not just here, but in England and Canada, even as far away as Australia, that either want advice or they want to share their own experiences. And I think one thing I've definitely learned is that when it comes to being single, we're all kind of in the same boat, you know, even if you live in different places where the little cultural nuances of dating might be different, everyone's still going through the same ups and downs and kind of wants to have that support as they're going through the process.
Right. Now, are you like in actively searching for a husband, or is this just to date?
Yeah. I was going to ask that next.
No, I mean, I would definitely love to meet the right person. You know, as I said, I've been in New York pretty much my entire life, and I've done a lot of dating, so I would absolutely love to meet that special person. I just think a lot of times what happens is, you know, people get so focused on that they miss the fun of the process and kind of having the journey because they're so focused on the destination.
Right.
And
that's,
I know,
true.
Some friends of mine who are married and have met that right person, they say, you know, it's when you're in that space of being happy where you are that there's room for the right person to come along. So for me, it's kind of, you know, making sure that, yes, I really would like to meet the right person and that I'm not sort of kind of sitting and putting my life on hold until that happens.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, have you been married before, Melissa?
No. No,
oh,
I haven't been
okay.
Married,
so. Cool. Mm-hmm. So you've been dating for a while, and you probably know every little secret about dating.
Well, I don't know if I know every secret, because I think when you're still single, obviously, there's definitely things you can still learn. But I think it's, you know, important to know yourself and kind of know what you're looking for and what you're seeking in a relationship, because I think obviously that helps make the journey a little bit more of an informed one.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, so what is the dating scene like in New York City? I mean, do you find that men generally are, I don't know, accessible, you know, gentlemanly? How are New York men?
It's hard to generalize, but I would say that probably one of the things that really distinguishes, you know, men in New York and just, you know, the dating scene in general is here it is very much a place that prizes, you know, being single and sort of taking the time to focus on your career and your friends and other things. There isn't that social pressure, I think, that exists in other cities and other parts of the country where by the time you reach a certain age, and that age can be as young as, you know, in your upper 20s, early 30s, people are thinking of settling down. I don't think you have as much of that mentality here. I think it is very much a culture of casual dating and sort of putting off that ultimate moment of committing to one person.
Sounds
so
exactly sounds exactly like LA.
Yeah, I think New York and LA are very similar.
Yeah.
And I had done a little cross-country exploration a few years ago, and LA was one of the cities I visited, and I saw a lot of similarities, you know, where people are just very involved in the scene and then meeting different people. But the idea of settling down is something that's considered, you know, you do that at a later point in your life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. So there's a picture here with all your diaries. I mean, you definitely have been writing since an early age. And, yeah, so, I mean, so are you making all this stuff public now, the diaries and everything, or?
Not everything. I do occasionally pull out, I do a little section on the blog that's called Opening the Vault, and so what I'll do is I'll pull out, you know, a specific entry from the past that sort of, you know, reflects on a moment in time, you know, that relates to my love life.
Right.
But not all of it, no, just little pieces.
Right. It's such a cool thing to document your life in this mm-hmm. way, you know. So, and obviously you love to write. So
I do.
Yeah. So do you write on your blog every day?
I write the blog 3 or 4 times a week, so
Okay, cool. All right. Well, once you're off the phone, I think we'll play your YouTube video here so people can hear it.
Yeah, I
guess you probably told us everything anyway. But
yeah.
And
that would be great. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And as I said, people can go onto YouTube or my blog or on Twitter. I'm SingleGalNYC. So any of those platforms, if they think of anyone nice that they'd like to introduce me to, I am more than open.
Great. And you've got a respectable following on Twitter, which is nice. And everybody go and check out singlegalnyc.com. And you can find out more about Melissa there and her blog and also the game that she's playing with the dating things.
I kind of want to try this.
Yeah, I know. I would love that too.
Well, it's definitely something I think everybody can do in the sense of, you know, it's all about getting out of your comfort zone. And if what you're doing isn't working, you know, being open to trying something else, because like I said, you know, dating really is a journey. It's not just about where you want to get to in the end. So to the extent that you can keep that in mind and really enjoy the present, I think it just makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, finally, I mean, are you enjoying being single? I mean, are you making the most out of life as a single woman?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think especially when you live in a city like New York or LA, it's kind of criminal to be in a place like that and not take advantage of everything that's there. And I'm very, you know, very active in terms of going to the theater and going to concerts and, you know, exploring new restaurants. And I just think, you know, again, as I said before, you can definitely, you know, be searching for and want to meet that right person, but that doesn't mean you need to put your life on hold, you know, in the immediate term. And I've got great friends, and I feel very lucky to live in a city where you really do have everything at your fingertips. So it's all about making the most of that and enjoying it and then still making room for the possibility of finding a special person.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you've got to put yourself out there. You can't just sit home and expect for it to come to you, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Melissa Braverman, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us this morning. And we're going to check out your blog and also we'll see if now is a good opportunity for me to think of someone in New York that I can fix you up with.
I know. I'm like thinking too. I'm like,
She's like, yeah, bring it on. You know?
Bring it on. Exactly.
All right, Melissa, thank you and all the best to you with the dating scene and hopefully you'll find the right one soon.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Thanks so much.
Okay, Melissa. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Well, you see, I mean, people date.
Yeah.
And
she said it right, though. It is about being in the now and not wondering where it's going to go.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably the best advice that someone can give.
Yeah. I think if you're out there and you feel pressure to find someone and that's what you're doing and you're actively looking,
mm-hmm.
I think it doesn't work that well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I think it comes across as people realize you may be desperate or just really badly wanting someone, you know, mm-hmm. and I think it turns people off.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I definitely agree.
Yeah.
I mean, I think like you are more happier when you find who you are and what you want to do. Like when you're engulfed in work and not engulfed, I guess, like when you're more involved in work and you're happy and settled where you are, mm-hmm. then things will just come to you and you will have that place that opens up and invites, you know, the right guys in. They'll just like happen. But if
right.
you're looking for it, you'll never find it.
Yeah.
I understand that one. Trust me. Yeah.
Have you recently been looking for someone to settle down or are you just like...
I wouldn't say that I've been looking. I would
right.
say that in the past...
But you're open to it, right?
I'm
like
open.
Like she is, yeah.
Yeah, I'm open. I mean, I'd say in the past, it's like, you know, you go through things and you're like, yeah, I just want to be with someone. I just want to be with someone. And then like you never find anyone. And now it's like I just... want to be. I just want to focus on, you know, myself and get to where I want to be and what I want to do. And I've been so busy with everything. I mean, so many things going on right now. And not just that, working out and just being.
Right.
And I think that's, and now that I'm doing that, it's like, oh, I meet people here and people there. And I'm like, oh, And I've gone on, like, you know, I went on a few dates recently.
Right.
So, whatever.
So you do make the time for dating and stuff, too, even though you're so busy, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'll make the time. I mean, it's not my number one focus. Whereas before, I'd say, I'd be like, oh, geez, I just wish this or I just want that and blah, blah, blah. And it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And then when you, like, don't, you know, look for it, you kind of just sort of find it in a way. I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying that I found anyone, like, that's definite, you know what I mean? But it just kind of, like, comes to you. Like, I met someone cool who's really awesome so far at the Oscar party that I went to.
Uh-huh.
I thought he was really cool. And then, that's all I'm going to say. But, I mean,
okay.
So, I mean, whatever. And I'm open to, you know, other people have come into my life recently, too. So, I don't know, whatever. Take it as it is.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to put all my eggs in one basket, you know what I mean? And like just envision like future with this person, blah, blah, blah. It's whatever it is. It's going to develop or it's not, you know? And if it doesn't, then it'll be a good friend, if anything. And if it does, then awesome.
Right.
But take it slow.
You're not going to beat yourself up over it. I mean,
no.
I've
learned my lesson enough from before.
Yeah. And if you got plenty of friends and you've got, you know, people around you and stuff and projects that you do and that. So it's not like you're sitting around and constantly hoping somebody would show up.
No. And I do say that I think age gets to you in a way. It is true. Like when you're women are in your 30s and, you know, you're like, oh, geez, like you look around at all your friends back home who are married and do have kids or, you know, like my friends are, oh, we're pregnant, this. And I have another friend getting married soon. It's just like so much. And I'm like, yeah, that's awesome. And, you know, a couple years ago, I'm like, oh, yeah, whatever. That's not me at all. And now I'm kind of like, yeah, I kind of do want to settle down. I kind of do want kids, you know. And and if I find that person, then great, you know. But it is like, and then you have pressure from your parents, too, that are like, when am I going to get grandkids? When are you going to get married? And I'm like, I don't know when I find someone.
And then you bring the guy home and they're not happy with him?
No, they're never happy with anyone. except for last year, they were like, they were kind of like, okay. I've been better with my picks recently. I have to say I know what I want more, you know? And I've been more picky.
Yeah.
Whereas before I was just like, I don't know, just, oh, but he has potential.
Yeah.
And it's like, no. If you don't have your shit together now and you're not like all completely together, then no, it's not happening.
No, huh?
Cause I've met so many great guys that, have potential. But they're not where they need to be yet. Mm. You know, they're still like living in dreamland or still not focused where, you know, where they need to be. And it's like, I'd rather have someone who has got their shit together, who, is successful in whatever business that they're doing. And maybe they're not like, you know, completely where they want to be, but they're like, they're doing it.
Right.
They're doing it and they are, you know, they're happy and they're content. Right. You know what I mean? Like they're content in their life. They're, you know, they're paying their rent. They're making their bills. Yeah. They drive a cool car.
So that's enough for you. It doesn't have to have a lot of money. You're not looking for that.
They don't have to have a ton of money, but they have to be like working towards something. They, yeah. I prefer guys who've got their shit together. Like, and I kind of think, I do think it's sexy if you've got your own business. I think that's sexy. Absolutely. Cause it's like you strive to make it, to be where you are and to, I don't know, I just find that more sexy rather than someone who works for someone else.
Yeah.
I think it's just way, yeah. So those kind of things, I'm definitely attracted to, confident guys. And I think guys are more confident too when they've got their own thing going on, you know, and they've got, so, and once I've like set those standards, I've been getting more of that coming into my life.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting.
It is. Yeah. It is. That's what you're inviting into your life.
I'm inviting it absolutely into my life. So, so far so good. And you'll just see. I mean, and I'm taking it one day at a time. Not as opposed to where I think like last year, especially because I came out of a really shitty relationship, a really shitty one. And it was just a lot of drama and craziness. And, I think I was that person that was skipping from one relationship to the next and not really knowing me and just kind of like hiding me in like a new relationship. Like, oh, I'll hide how I felt and what was going on in this relationship because this person cares now.
Right.
And like, forget that one. And I never had time to just deal with like whatever was going on and then just be myself. And, I think now it's like, I'm realizing what I went through, why I went through, it's made me stronger and I'm just being, you know,
You gotta be your own person.
Yeah.
And you gotta be strong. You gotta be confident. You gotta be ambitious because otherwise, you know, things just don't work out for you and people don't understand that.
Yeah.
You know, you really have to make an effort. Life is not simple. It's not easy, you know, and you gotta take a direction. I agree with you. You have to focus on something.
Yeah, absolutely. And and so I agree with her too, because it's like guys, I think it's any major city. I think it's New York and even women. But I mean, New York, LA, I mean, and Miami, like those major cities, it's not like a city. It's like people come here to work to get to where they want to be, it's for their dreams, their goals, for whatever it is. And it's like they're not really focusing on, you know, marriage and kids and family
relationships,
life. As it is in like middle America or wherever you grew up. You know, any major city is like work, 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 work. Like that's what you move here for, that's what you come for. And so, it is harder here. So I agree with her.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
That's my spiel.
Yeah. You can always go move to a small town, but you won't get a big selection either. So.
Exactly. Yeah. And then it's like, what do you really get? I mean, then you'll be missing out. I mean, you could move into a small town, and maybe you're not, but it's also, I don't know, for me, I don't think I could do that. Yeah. I think once I'm settled with somebody, I would be open to moving wherever, but I wouldn't just go there to look for someone either. I don't know. They wouldn't get my life at all.
Yeah, people will have to get used to your lifestyle because you're very active. I think you've got your own things and stuff, you know. Maybe it would be hard for someone to handle it, you know. Maybe
probably.
They want more attention from you.
Well, I give a lot of attention.
Do
that's
you?
The thing. And I think I give a lot of attention to whoever I'm with. So it needs to be someone who needs attention because I give a lot. But I think that was the problem before was that I give too much attention too quick to somebody.
Right.
And it's just like, and I'm not focusing on myself and what I need back. And it's kind of, it's a give or take thing.
Yeah.
And then I miss out on everything that I'm doing because I give up too much for that. It's just retarded. So I don't do that anymore.
It's complicated.
But it's also, but then once I get to know you really well, then I'm like, no, you got to go here. You got to go. Like, I like traveling.
Right.
I like just taking off and going on nice vacations or camping, whatnot.
Right, yeah.
It's as simple as that. I like new things. I get bored easily, so I want something new. Something,
stimulation.
You know, fun to do.
Yeah.
I'm not saying like, I expect whoever I'm with to like go with the flow and like, hey, we're going hiking this weekend. Oh, hey, we're going camping up north. Hey, we're going skiing. Oh, we're doing this. You know, I want you to.
Yeah, they've got
to
be able to keep up with you.
And it's awesome if you have your own business because like you've got your shit and I've got all my shit that I'm doing. Mm-hmm. But I would like to like escape and get a nice break.
Right.
You know, cool.
Sounds good. Okay.
Anyway.
Well, maybe we should make a little match game for you, too.
Oh,
like
God. That would be
game,
funny.
Yeah?
Okay. Oh, my God. Did I really just say that? I don't know. Oh, God. Okay. Start brainstorming.
You never know who you're going to go with. I mean, when it's blind dates.
Yeah.
You know, you're taking a chance.
You know what? I have an idea. Oh, God. This is going off your idea. So I need to raise money for the reality rally for the breast cancer thing.
Right.
So maybe what I'll do is like, okay, if you donate, it could be like $20. Mm-hmm. Donate $20 to my charity, and then we'll go on, I'll go on a blind date with you. At least $20. It should be at least $50, really.
Yeah, then you'll have to go on a lot of dates. You should ask for a lot more than that.
At least, yeah, you're right. Yeah, $50 to $100.
$100 for a date.
It's true. Why am I shortchanging myself?
Yeah, I mean, people $100. Would pay $500 to go on a date with you.
Yeah, $100 to the charity. Not for me, for the charity. Right. And
she'll go out with you.
And I'll go out. Yeah. So you can email or call the station.
Email. No. if you're interested, call the show.
Oh, Jesus.
But otherwise,
what am I getting myself into?
Yeah, you can email her. She's got her email address on her page. So.
$100 donation and I'll go out on a blind date.
I'm telling you, you're gonna have like 50 people wanting to date you now.
Oh my God, what have I started? You know what? It's all for the charity. It's all for Reality Rally.
Yeah, it's all for good, huh?
Yes.
For good cause.
You know what? I think too, it's intimidating for some people to go out with me in ways because I get so many fan mail too from like people for extends and they just like they think. Because I'm the spokesperson or I was the spokesperson for Extends for so long, they automatically get intimidated or they think like, oh gosh, I must have a big wiener in order to go out with her or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's what they think. And I'm like, because it's the first thing that comes out of some people's mouth. And I'm like, no, that's not what I'm about. No. Yeah. So, yeah.
Walk around with a t-shirt that says size doesn't matter.
Oh God, are you gonna print one for me?
Sure, why not?
Oh my God. Oh wow. What have I gotten myself into? This could be funny though.
Yeah, it would be fun.
Oh my God, and then I could blog about it or talk about it on air. There you go.
Yeah. See, I think single people have a lot more fun. You know?
So, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, because you're just free to do whatever the hell you want. You know, you're not like, you don't have to answer to anybody. You don't have to like. Sit home and shit like that. You know, just do whatever the hell you want. But I would imagine it gets old after a while. I mean, I remember when I was single, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it gets old after a while, and you do want to settle down and stuff. And,
yeah.
Then once you do, you want to be single again.
I don't know. I mean, I have a lot of really good friends.
Yeah.
That I like hanging out with. And, you know, but I do like going to the movies. I do like chilling out at home and watching my shows. Yeah. Or just chilling, you know?
Yeah.
But then I like going out, so whatever, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I surround myself with friends, and I'm fine.
You know?
It's like, whatever.
Exactly. You're not alone, so you don't feel it, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it's easier probably to meet people when you're in a group, isn't it? Or is it hard? Because people have a hard time approaching you?
Groups.
Right.
Yeah, I think. It just depends. I don't know, it just depends. If I happen to notice somebody when we're out in a big group, then you play the whole eye game.
Really?
Or maybe I'll go up and say something.
Wow.
Yeah, but then you have to go off of it. If I like come up and I say something, and if you don't respond, then fuck you. But then people sometimes get dumbfounded. They don't have a response or anything, so then I'm thinking either you're nervous or you're just retarded and don't know what to say back. So next.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. But so I don't, I mean, and the group thing, yeah, I think you have to make more of an initiative because people do get scared.
Yeah.
Coming up in the group thing. But then again, if you're just with one other person, it's intimidating because it's like, that person's waiting around, like blah, 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 you know?
Yeah.
So then it's weird of like, yeah. So just, I think it's weird anyway.
Yeah, it is. It's not easy, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
I am craving, like right now, I can't tell you how bad I really want Pirate Booty popcorn. I've been craving it like all morning. I think I'm just dehydrated or something from my jog because I really want popcorn. But I don't want just any popcorn. I want Pirate Booty popcorn.
Really? What's that?
It's so good. It's organic.
Uh-huh.
I don't know
where do you get it?
I like Whole Foods or like Trader Joe's. Or, yeah. I mean, actually, you can get it at any grocery store. They're like, but they are organic and it's gluten-free. It's so good. But I've been craving it.
Really?
Because they had it at the WOW gift suites, and like I took a bunch and I ate them all, and now I want more. And there's like no calories in it either. Oh, it's just so good. It's so good. White cheddar. Mmm. Anyway, I just keep
eating
it.
How random.
I know. I'm so random. I'm so random. But I get these like weird cravings, and that's what I'm craving right now. I want white cheddar. Pirate Booty popcorn. Pirate Booty, if you're listening, send us a box to the station.
Yeah.
Please.
Wow.
Yeah.
So yesterday I finally got to watch your episode of the Californication.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Well, somebody told me that it's on your website. I never even knew it. Oh, I've never been on your website.
It's just a clip. It's not even the full thing.
No, it's not the whole thing, but it's pretty cool too. I mean, I was like laughing my head off, thinking how you know, you're lying there without laughing. I mean, I would want to laugh my ass off, you know, because it was funny stuff.
It was really funny.
You know, and then they're carrying you, and he drops you on the floor.
Yeah. And it's Rick Springfield, too, which is so
is
funny.
That
yeah, that's why he started singing, Jesse has a friend, or whatever that thing. Yeah, that's why he started. Oh, my God, I'm so glad you watched that. That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now, when they drop you on the floor, did they put some padding on there or something?
No, not at all.
No?
I had to do my own stunt.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
Yep, I do my own stunt.
That must have hurt.
You know, it's funny because when I was doing it on practice, or like before, I only practiced like 2 or 3 times. It didn't hurt at all. Mm. But then when they took me back to the mats to like practice back there, then it hurt on the mat.
Mm.
And so then I work with the stunt guy, and then he's like, you have to like throw yourself. Like he taught me a way to do it where it doesn't strain your neck or anything. And I did that, and then it was one take.
Really?
One take.
Wow.
Yep, and I got it. So that was cool.
It was funny.
Yeah.
You know? And then there's a part where he looks for his phone under your ass.
Yeah.
And at first you don't know what he's looking for, and you go, what's he doing to her ass?
Well, because the phone's ringing, and you're like, the phone's in her ass.
Yeah.
Or no, he's like, her ass is ringing. Yeah, that's what it was.
That was funny, man.
So it's a watch the full episode though. It's really funny.
I will. So now, I mean, so in the movie, are you just like passed out or are you dead?
No, I'm passed out.
You passed out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
because
it looks like you're dead.
They think I'm dead.
Right.
That's why they're freaking out.
Right.
They think that I'm dead, and then I go through all that shit, and then at the end, I wake up, and you saw me wake up. No,
well,
you
no, I
something.
Didn't see that. No, I just saw a small part. I didn't have time to watch the
whole
thing.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah. Well,
yeah.
Then I wake up.
But so. I wanted, yeah. So I mean, I watched until the part where you dropped on the floor. I was laughing my head.
That's so funny that you saw that. You gotta watch the full episode though, because it's really one of the best episodes.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of the season, I have to say, because it's a turning point. It's where, you know, all like 6 women or whatever that he's seeing, or 8 women, whatever many it is, are all in the same room at once.
Wow.
And he's like, shit, 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 and the doorbell keeps ringing, and he's like hiding everyone, and they all come out, and they're like, you're fucking her, you're fucking her, you're fucking, oh my God, and he's like, yeah. Yeah.
So how did they all end up being in the same room together?
Because they just kept coming over the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he would hide one in one room, and then the door would ring, and someone else would come, and then he'd hide one in another room. I mean, when you happen, and I've been there before, when you happen to be dating so many people at once, and or they think you're in a relationship with them, and I've done this when I was younger. I would not do this anymore, but when I was younger, I've done this before. And you're playing all these women at once, or me, men at once, and You shit hits the fan eventually. You get caught. They show up at your house and you're like, oh my God. And I've had this happen to me before, where my mother was like, you're just so wrong, Brigetta. I can't believe you're doing this. This is so wrong. Because I was dating someone, and what happened was I was dating someone for like 5 years, and we broke up, and then we sort of started talking again. And then I was seeing someone else in between. And then someone else I had just met, and then there was someone else that I just met.
Oh, God.
So I was trying to like, I didn't know what I wanted. So I was like figuring it all out, and my mother's like, you're wrong. I'm not lying to anyone. What happened to be, one person was on the way to my house. I'd already scheduled it. One person popped in and showed up. So I'm talking to them, trying to get them out of the house before the next person shows up. Someone else keeps calling. And then I was going to go on a date with someone else that night. And I'm like, shit, how do I handle all this? So I got my mom to like
too freaking
to cover for me. And she's like, she would cover for me sometimes. And then she was like, I can't do this anymore, Brigetta. This is wrong. I'm like, it's not wrong. It's just that I don't know what I want right now.
Yeah.
So you need to figure it out. And you need to help me out, Mom. And she's like, I just don't know how to do this. I think it's so rude. I'm like, it's not rude. I just don't know what I... Yeah, anyway. So I've been there.
Yeah.
So being in this episode is really funny because I get it. I was there.
Yeah.
I wasn't there now. Like, he's, you know, what, 40 years old or whatever it is in the show or whatever. You know, I wasn't 40 doing it.
Yeah.
I was definitely 18,
wow.
19, uh-huh. Whatever. But, yeah, I did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of management you got to do
it
there.
It was,
you know?
A lot of management. Yeah.
All right. Well, this is it. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
And yeah, I will.
I'm gonna go get my pirate booty.
Yeah, there you go. Your popcorn, your random popcorn
I
for
know.
The day. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you all on Monday.
Bye.
listening to Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta is an L.A. talk radio production where we say what we want.